It is quite an interesting time watching you guys just go at it and just destroy college guys.
I think I'm like a pretty high level wrestler that I can think so. Do. I was so nervous for my matches. Like having panic attacks on the side before the match.
I see you got the cauliflower shirt on.
I got to get myself one of those.
Yeah, that's sweet.
The winner of that match, I'm telling you, is going to beat Ramos.
You can pick any school you want.
Obviously, Parkside is on their last.
I was going to bring that up. Hey, Ross, sauce it up. Yo, guys, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. We have a very special episode today. We actually filmed this episode a week ago. We're bringing Jax Forrest on the podcast, Crosby.
Jax, mother trucking Forrest.
Yes, sir.
Clash Combat is brought to you by, powered by, Cauliflower Combat Gear. You can see we got our new shirts on. I got the cross-faced cauliflower shirt.
Yes,
Caden's got the ankle pick cauliflower shirt.
I know you to rock a nasty cross-face. And I'm more of a low single, but some call it ankle pick. So maybe I'll start working my Kale Sanderson moves in there. But yeah, no, this is actually really good quality. I'm really happy with this.
Yeah, for real. We'll roll with it.
We'll roll. And you got the hat on, bro. I was saying you look like a Luhu. But he's like, what's that? I was like, Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch. But
she's famous, so thanks.
Yeah, we put Kraft in the Grinch costume and had him gritty in the wrestling room. Did you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was crazy you let him put the shoes on.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, some guy offered me some money for those today.
How much?
$480.
What'd you buy him for?
$325.
Craig just said today that his brother has a pair of shoes, brand new. There's some ASIC Rulons, the original. His brother has the original pair of Rulons and never worn, never opened the box.
Shut up.
And Reese said they're like $900.
Yeah. Wait, the gold ones?
I can't remember what color.
He has them brand new?
He said he's never worn them.
Why?
I don't know.
And we're just hearing about this now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I need to go talk to Craig's brother. Which one?
When Reese said they're worth $900, Craig was like, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, Reese should have tried scamming him. Bro, what? Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think, you can't like find that.
I don't know much about shoes, but you don't $900 for a pair of shoes is crazy.
But they're brand new Rulons.
I don't even know what Rulons look like.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's how much this guy knows. You're going to be starstruck. No, you're not even going to be starstruck when we go to Gabe Arnold's and check out his 20 grand shoe collection.
I think
you're just going to be like, wow, yeah.
Well, if he has as many shoes as he says he does, I'll still be like, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro. No,
it's kind of crazy though how much expensive shoes can be, even if they're worn. Like, you know how much sweat has been on those shoes? Maybe blood,
how
too?
Much?
Well, it depends on which ones. Oh. But I mean, I'm just saying, it's like you're going to buy another man's sweaty shoes. It's just kind of weird, but it's like wrestlers do it, I guess. So,
well, I'm like the type of guy to reach out to like famous wrestlers. Can I get a pair of your sweaty underwear, your sweaty socks? Like, can I get match worn on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
I'm that type of guy.
That's true. Have we even discussed on that podcast? No. I feel like we haven't.
No.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Let's save that for a different one.
Yeah. That's for a different time. Good times.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to start bringing that back, maybe. I probably need to make some more money. I've been freaking spending up my butt lately. I've been obsessed with shoes.
Clearly. Every day. I was on average, like if you, some days you'll get like 3 boxes, some days you'll get none. But on average, you probably get at least a package a day every week.
Yeah. I had a nice G Fuel package actually. I got like 6 tubs. I was really happy with that. So. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. But at least I'm throwing it away because now the garbage is your work area.
True. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, I mean, let's just hop in his Jax Forrest pod. He's a stud. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we're joined with Jax Forrest. Jax, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Practicing, getting ready for Ironman this coming weekend.
Okay. What are your thoughts about the tournament coming up?
I'm super excited. Obviously, I took second there last year, so there's some not revenge, but just unfinished business kind of.
Mm.
Just want to go back there and win it this year.
Okay.
They're putting you at the 2 seed. What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, seeds are seeds. You got to beat the best guys to win. So it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? You're another high school guy we got on here. And I'll tell you what, it is quite an interesting time watching you guys just go at it and just destroy college guys. I mean, what's kind of your take on that as a high schooler?
I started with doing the college opens last year, and I did three last year. And like, it was something that if I was big enough, I wanted to try and do some. And then it got to the point where I was a little small, but my dad was like, I mean, shoot, might as well just go give it a try. Like, why not? See how you stack up against some different college guys. So we went to the Clarion last year.
Okay.
And I did good. I ended up taking third there. And then I went to the Bearcat one, and I took fifth, and then I won the Edinburgh. So, I mean, all of them were super good, and obviously I want to keep doing them. You know, they're fun wrestling, 7-minute matches, and then now with the 3-point takedown and 4-point near fall, I think it's more fun.
Oh, yeah.
How do you compare, like, wrestling at a college open to, like, wrestling at Worlds?
So I was in the, like I said, the Clarion last year, I was so nervous for my matches. Like, I didn't know what to think going into them. So, like, I was, like having panic attacks on the side before the match. And it was kind of the same thing for Worlds. So, I mean, the nerves were, like, it was crazy for both of them. But, I mean, the wrestling, other than obviously being different styles, like, the guys, they're super tough in the beginning. But then as the match goes on, they kind of like start to fall down a little bit and they get easier to score points on.
With those nerves, where did that come from? Was that just kind of like the fear of loss?
Yeah, I think it was part of that and just kind of like the fear of not knowing, because like I'd never wrestled there before. So, I mean, I have super, super high standards for myself. So it's just like, because like obviously like I think I'm like a pretty high level wrestler. So I think that I can do, I think I can do like great things. It's just whether, like, if I was at that level, I thought I was or not. So it's just kind of the thing. Like, I guess we're gonna find out where I'm actually at now.
Yeah. How do you hold yourself to that standard, or kind of when did that start for you?
I mean, I've always wanted to be like the best. I never was really the top guy up until like, not I moved to PA, but like my 7th, 8th grade years when I like started to get like pretty good. But I always like wanted to be like super good, and I was super upset whenever I lost. And so I think just because I'm an older brother, I have three younger brothers. So I think just like trying to be the best of the brothers, I think it kind of just made me into kind of who I am now, with being like super competitive and just wanting to be the best.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, with brothers myself, I know it's like, you know, competitions, you know, everyone's pushing each other. So
yeah,
you guys get into some like, you know, like Thanksgiving matches and stuff. Who wins on those?
Oh yeah. On the living room. We, we used to get into those all the time, because since I have a big family, I had 5 siblings and now I have 6 siblings. I have a almost 3-year-old brother now.
Oh, sure.
Since we were kind of the big family, like everybody at Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays, they would come to our house. So it was kind of like one of those things, like we would wrestle on the mats and then my dad would say, take it to the wrestling room, because we used to have this wrestling room in our garage. So then we would just go in there and we would just wrestle for a while and we would just get into it.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I never had like my own wrestling mat in my house. He did for a little bit.
Yeah, I had a little one. I had a little 8x8 mat.
Yeah. Yeah, ours wasn't. I think it might have been like a 15.
Oh, that's a good size. 15.
Yeah, that is a good size.
Yeah, but like being in the garage, like there wasn't any like air conditioning or heating. So whenever like it was either super hot or super cold, like you felt it and you had to be ready.
Dude, one of our teammates has like a full size, like I don't even know how big it is.
Barn.
Like 30 foot by 30 foot mat.
Yeah, it's one of my friends has something like that, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the home setup looking like now? You got, like, weightlifting equipment in there or anything?
So since we moved, I'm originally from North Carolina, we moved up to PA now. We had, like, an old house, like Johnstown, where I'm at right now. It's kind of like a not like a newer place. It's kind of like older, and it's gone through like a bunch of like floods and everything. So a lot of the houses here were built way back. So our house is, our restroom room's now in our basement. And so there's really no AC or heating. So now it gets super cold because up in PA, not as bad as Wisconsin, but I mean, it gets cold here too. But yeah, so we just have the restroom down there. We have different weights and stuff, but obviously we have the compound. So, I mean, I'm over there a lot.
So what was the reason from the move from North Carolina to Pennsylvania?
So, like I said earlier, I have a big family, and being in North Carolina, like the wrestling, it's just not like what my goals were. So once I got to a certain level, my dad knew like we weren't going to be staying in North Carolina for my high school. So there were a couple of different places I was looking at. I was looking at St. Paris Graham for a little while, and then Wyoming Seminary, and then here. And then my older sister named Jessie, she was going to college. So she was looking at schools in all three of those areas, and it kind of just came down to which school she wanted to go to, and that's kind of where we were going to go.
Sure. Well, you go.
I see you got the cauliflower shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your own shirt, right? That's your personal one?
Yeah, it's the Welcome to the Forest one.
I got to get myself one of those.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah,
how has the process been for you?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I love Sal and all the guys there. Like, they're always super nice and everything. But, like, for the shirt, like, it's kind of a funny story. Like, the reason, like, it's Welcome to the Forest is, like, it's kind of last name Forest, obviously. And then I think for a run-out song way back when, I did Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good, actually.
And then so kind of just, like, mismatched the words. And then you see me, like, sitting crisscross in there. So ever since COVID, I went to a tyrant tournament, and like there was like a long stoppage in the match, and like I just sat down crisscross applesauce. So now me and one of my good buddies, Joe Seeley, we kind of had that thing where like whenever there was a stoppage in a match, we would just sit down crisscross applesauce. And I mean, I do it not every time, but I do it pretty often, and I always get pictures taken and people are laughing. So I think it's just kind of funny.
I don't know if we'd get away with sitting down.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're winning like he is, I think you can do that.
So. Yeah, but I've had like there was one time on FRL, I think Ben Askren was talking about it, and he was like, I don't even understand why somebody would sit like that. Like, it's not even a comfortable position or anything. But yeah, so it's kind of funny.
That's funny. Can you go over kind of your thoughts over your recent match versus Marcus Blaze? And now knowing, you know, when he beat Matt Ramos, it's like, wow, like you're kind of already kind of at that level. You know, like that match was insanely close, you know?
Yeah.
What was kind of your take on that?
So I got the first takedown in the first period. And then I feel like I like to think I'm pretty good on top. So I feel like it was kind of, I should have tried to ride him more and ride him better, but he got to his feet, did a really good job getting out quick. And then I learned some stuff from bottom, because I went bottom in the second and he rode me for like 58, 59 seconds. And I think I was just like, I was kind of in that high school mindset where it was like, there's no riding time. So I wasn't really forcing myself to move.
Sure.
And I was doing just like a lot of dumb rolls and everything. And then third period came, he chose neutral, and I was, I feel like I was just trying to hold on to my lead. Because a goal of mine has been to like wrestle Ramos, because I wrestled him last year, and I knew I could beat him this year, just because I felt like I told my dad that morning, like when I saw the brackets, I was like, me and Marcus, we're going to wrestle in the quarters, I think it was. And I was like, the winner of that match, I'm telling you, is gonna beat Ramos. Like, I don't know why, I just felt like it was. And he got a takedown there, and I tried to force something, getting out super quick to, you know, maybe try and get the riding time to not hit a minute. And I ended up just doing like a roll to my back, and he did a really good job splitting the legs and then got the four near fall. And then it was kind of like, what can you do from there? But like, obviously, I knew I could take on Ramos and have a good match with him. Whether or not, I mean, I would have beat him, who knows, because he's, mean, he's a super good wrestler. So there's things that are going to happen, and it's kind of just like who capitalizes on those positions.
Right. You have one of the most like one of the best styles to just watch wrestle. You know what I mean? Like, where do you think you like got that style from?
So my dad, he wrestled in high school and college, and his nickname was Gumby because he was just like so like flexible, and he was long. And so I think I kind of just got the scrambling feel from him. And then just like, I've wrestled thousands of matches, and I'm like super top heavy, I feel like. So my sprawls have always not been very good. So I kind of, I was getting taken down, trying to sprawl. People were just like lifting me up. So I figured out like, hey, I can do defense and not have to sprawl. And then just figuring out how to wrestle with my hands and my feet at the same time. Cause that's another thing my dad would always like want me to make sure I'm doing is using my hands and my feet at the same time. So like hooking something with your feet or just anything that like can help you get better chances to score and make them harder to score. So I think just trying to score points and just make things happen.
I'll tell you what, I hate wrestling you long, tall guys. It is I can't do it. It's tough.
Yeah, even like I wrestle guys just as long as me, and it's frustrating sometimes.
What do you think is like the most frustrating style for you to wrestle? Is it the tall, long guys, or is it like maybe the short guy?
So kind of what I felt like recently the toughest guys for me to wrestle are people who like stay away and like they do like the fakes and then down block spin circles, just trying to like limit the amount of action, because with me, I know my stamina's up there and I know my scrambling and just my scoring ability is up there. So I feel like if I get into like a scrambling wrestling position, my dad always says that's where I'm at my best. So just, yeah, like those people who kind of stay away really good defensively are the ones that I find the toughest problem with.
How would you describe your relationship training alongside Bo Bassett?
Oh, Bo's great. I mean, we have a lot of guys in our room, so we don't wrestle every time, but we definitely, we go multiple times a week, and we go hard, real hard. And then we go live, and obviously we have some really good goes and everything. So, I mean, it's fun, and we definitely have helped each other get a lot better.
Dude, being like a fly on the wall during those live goes, that would be fun to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
How do you think the highly anticipated match between Bo and Caden is going to go?
Oh, yeah. My dad was watching it, and he was talking about it and, like, how funny that it was that you guys were talking about it, and he was, like, thinking about how that like a couple days prior.
Oh, really?
What's your prediction?
Oh, I don't know. I gotta
trust me. You can say whatever. I'm not.
I know you're a little bigger, and I feel like it'd be good. But if his pace is like a whole nother level, and he's super physical. So, I mean, if you could withstand that for 7 minutes, I think it.
Yeah.
He said he can't see himself gassing out.
I don't know. I can't see myself gassing out. Like, if I'm like in wrestling shape the way we're training right now, I just don't see myself gassing out. Like, I'll tell you what, like comes like in September, even like when I wrestled on the Stalemates card, like, man, my gas tank was just atrocious. But like coming now, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I could be completely wrong. I could last a minute. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, it might not even be the gas tank.
The way he does it, it's just like it's nonstop. And then like it doesn't get easier when it's top bottom because he's so good on top and he's so good on bottom. So it's kind of like there's no break until you guys go out of bounds and you're walking back to the center.
Yeah, he won't see the head throw coming though. So we'll see.
Yeah.
What's your biggest wrestling goal? What's kind of the Jax Force wrestling legacy?
So I want to go down as like someone who was fun to watch and just fun to like just spectate and just you watch him and you're like, wow, like that guy, he makes me want to have my kids wrestle or just kind of like grow the sport. But like as me, my goal, I want to be like in a world Olympic champion. I feel like that's something that I can do. And I've realized like the things that I have the opportunities that I have and everything could definitely help me get to there. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of like just staying the course.
Sure.
So let's say perfect world. You can pick any school you want. Oh, full ride, everything's paid for, money's not a problem. Where would you choose?
I don't know. Like, I know you guys probably figured I'd say I don't know, but it'd be super hard just to pick one because I feel like there's so many different, like, schools that could offer a lot of things. But obviously I really like Penn State just because I go over there sometimes to NLWC. I'm originally from Chapel Hill, so I like UNC. I've been a UNC fan, like, my whole life and, like, their sports and everything. And then Cornell. I like Cornell because, like, I mean, they're really good. And I feel mm-hmm. like the way, like, Vito and Yanni, they kind of wrestler. It's kind of similar mm-hmm. to mine. So, I mean, that'd be really cool. And then probably Oklahoma State is up there. I feel like I'm kind of similar to that. And then, obviously, Parkside is on their last.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good list. I was gonna bring that up, but that was in the conversation.
The Harboro. With the Harboro gummies around there, I mean, it's a...
Haribo, yes, yeah, sir. I'll tell you what, if you come, you got the starting spot, potentially, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool out there when, like, we were there for who's number one.
Yeah, you like, had the match of the night, that's for sure.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, and I thought... I thought for Ironman, I thought the 2 and the 3 seed was going to be me and Randy again. So that would have been crazy. But he ended up bumping up. So unfortunately, that won't happen for the near future. But that was
–
I didn't, like you said earlier, like I didn't think I'd ever gas out like that. But I was yeah. tired in that one.
That's some tough wrestling.
If you had to pinpoint one single person – that is the best guy you've ever wrestled, not just off accomplishments, just off of like how you felt when you were wrestling them, match or practice, who would it be?
Oh, well, in practice, it's got to be RBY. I mean,
like, easy, pretty good. I can see that.
So it was, here's a funny story. So it was our last time going to NLWC before like our season started and their season was starting. So we weren't able to go back there. And so I thought I was going to go in there, have like a good partner, get a good go in for the last time. And somebody came up to me and was like, "Hey, Jax, do you have a partner?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm supposed to go with this guy." And he was like, "Do you want to go with Roman? He has to go with you or something." And in there, I was just like, "Oh, geez." I was like, "Yep, this is going to be a fun last one."
He sent someone to ask you?
Yeah.
That is a really good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good and he's so fast. And I don't know how he makes 57.
Yeah,
that's true. Strong. And, but yeah, he's definitely up there.
That's cool. Well, definitely a lot of cool things on the horizon. I'm definitely excited to watch you compete at Ironman. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I love trying to put on a good show. You know,
mm-hmm.
Sweet,
cool, yeah. Well, that conclude everything for me.
Yeah, that's really it for me too.
Nice,
cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, we really appreciate you coming on here. You. Definitely, we'll have to maybe see what's up this summer. Maybe you can roll around, scrap a bit, and film some stuff. But we appreciate it.
For sure. Yeah, just let me know if there's anything. I'll get back to you about it.
Sure, yeah. Sounds good. Awesome, thanks, Jax. Awesome. Have a good rest of your night.
Yeah, you too.
See you, man. All right, so we filmed this about a week ago. Now, the Ironman just happened. He ended up getting second again. So he got second 2 years in a row. I mean, that is a hard tournament. No one's ever won it 4 times. The only guy who still could win it would be Bo Bassett. But
he's got 2?
He's got 2 already, yeah. But no, I mean, Jax is the man. I'm excited to seeing what he can do in the future. And it's crazy. You know, he's like a sophomore too.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, Jax is that guy.
Yeah. Well, for us, we had 2 duels. We had the Augustana duel and the Sioux Falls University duel.
Mm.
So one of those teams was a little bit better than the other.
Which one?
Augustana is probably better. Mm-hmm. So for our team, 3 of our All-Americans, every one of our All-Americans on our team lost, but we still won the duel, like
pretty handily, I'd say. I mean, thanks to me getting a forfeit. So not every day you see me putting up 6 points in a duel, but
true.
Yeah, and then Sioux Falls came around and we took care of business there. I think we lost two matches, but mm-hmm. 1-8 of the 10.
She got screwed.
Yeah, I think she can get him next time, but it's just even in that match, that guy just got the first takedown in the first 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she needs to be more. Like, could you imagine if she was fluent through setups?
Because mm-hmm.
how strong he is, if you're fluent through setups, there's nothing that can
stop. I'm going to actually take that loss on myself.
Why?
I got to roll around with Chi during the weight cut practice, mm-hmm. and I didn't prepare him.
You were just cross-facing him and not doing anything else?
Yeah, that's really all I do. Ben can tell you about that.
That cross-face. No. Well, we're also supposed to be getting a new light, a new cauliflower light. It's probably going to sit above Crosby's head, but I think our setup can definitely change a little bit. You saw when we were filming with that that forest pod, we were up here on the counter, but need more of a kind of a set space, I think. So definitely some things that we can improve on, but I'm excited for the future here.
Mm.
You know what else I'm excited for?
What if over Winterham we did 2 podcasts a week?
Whoa, is that legal? Can we do that, boss man?
I don't know.
The answer is yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whatever the heck you want.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm excited for Winterham. I'm actually doing my last final right now as we speak before I was called to do the pod.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my last thing. I got to grind it out. And then, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, if you're still listening to this point, comment yes or no if you want to hear 2 podcasts a week.
That's true. Would you listen? Would you like more podcasts from Clash of Combat?
Maybe with guests.
Who would you like to see?
We do have a what?
I was going to say, maybe we should bring their favorite guest, Easton, back on the pod, but.
Yes, we got a bunch of questions we can get into.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let's get it.
Yellow, what is going on? My name is Zane, and I'm go to Bishop McDevitt High School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And my question is that, what are you going to be doing for wrestling? Like, what's your number one goal after college? Like, what do you want to achieve? Like, what's the number one thing you want to achieve? And Crosby, by the way, you have a ratchet hairline, and you're going to have to fix that. So,
damn.
And Caden, your videos are cool, and thank you so much for having me.
Dude, thank you, man. What a nice guy. He had nothing bad to say.
I know.
Nothing
nice
bad
guy.
To say.
Super nice guy. Super nice guy.
Well, someone at Sioux Falls actually called Crosby's hairline out, too. It's kind of funny. First in-person kind of roast. But
did you tell him to?
No. Oh, he said he's like, where's Crosby? I'm like, oh, he went in there. He goes, yeah. Yeah, I was just going to talk to him about his hairline.
I showed him my hairline.
Yeah. Well, I think it just started after the Piles pod when he wore the hat. I think Piles made a joke. So... And then I ran.
Well, Piles, I think, took it serious when we said the hairline thing.
Oh, I think
because he was like, so. "It's okay, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
We all get older." So I was like, "Come on, bro."
Yeah, it all started from there. at least we went past the Colby Covington tattoo. But
Walker texted me today.
What did he say?
He's giving me the
card.
The card, yeah.
Nice.
Because he said he had to give it to me since Colby.
He should. Yeah. That's. But you really didn't even need it. So.
Yeah. He also called, somehow we were like talking for a little bit and we got on the topic of better and I told him how they ghost us.
And what'd he say?
He said, wait, it was actually kind of funny. I gotta read it. He'll like this. Hopefully. That's unbelievably unprofessional. Even if they told you, fuck off, we're not doing it. That's better than them just ghosting.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad it happened to you, but I'm bothered that they're successful with that level of unprofessionalism.
Yeah, no, that's actually so true. I completely agree. And, you know, some other brands I was in contact with, you know, in wrestling, a very, very, very big brand just absolutely ghosted me after getting on a call. So it's kind of interesting to see where that
Cauliflower ghosted you?
No, Cauliflower's great.
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
But it was just like... you know, just like meetings and stuff and just like knowing kind of what's going on in the wrestling world because I like being informed about everything and things that are going on. So, but yeah, it was interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting. But going back to the question, biggest thing for you,
For what?
Are you going after the world championships, buddy?
He said after college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure I'll coach somewhere.
Yeah, I think there's a clear-cut answer is we're probably not going to wrestle after college. Unless, like, beach wrestling, sure. Old veterans tournaments, potentially. Who knows? We can be like those old
guys.
I'll
pop out at the Franklin Old Man's Tournament.
Yes, we could.
But, yeah, after college.
Do you see us growing old, like those two guys just going at it with white hair, just pulling hips
the
and
stuff?
The
one of them was still, like, fine. He looked like he was 40,000 years old, but...
Well, one day
he could move.
One day you can face him. So
one day he's gonna be like 900 by that.
That's a good clip right there. Yeah, but I mean, ultimately, like we're just gonna live in the moment, do what we can in college, and knowing that there's levels to wrestling, and we'll see where that goes.
Facts.
Hey, Justice here, hey. Heavyweight from California. I struggle with this a lot. I wanted to know how to not make your teammates mad at you when you're the only one not cutting weight on varsity. And also, were you guys serious about the shoes?
Wait, so I didn't hear the first question. I completely blanked out.
He said, how do you not make your teammates mad at you when you're the only one not cutting weight?
Oh, you dude, don't freaking eat. What do you mean? You just don't eat around them.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, and don't talk. Like, you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
So... that's pretty much it. Just don't be seen and don't be heard, man. If guys are cutting weight, last thing I want to see is your pretty face, you know?
Pretty.
Well, like big and full, handsome. Not like cheeks sucked down.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think we have any problems with that on our team.
Mm, yeah. But yeah, we're serious about the shoes. We actually got some videos back on them. So, man, I'm hyped. But
I'm hyped.
Yeah, I mean, it's a freaking wrestling shoe that we can say it's our wrestling shoe. That's pretty crazy. And it'll be out literally probably within half a year. And I know that sounds like crazy, but we'll have like samples in hand like in the next month and a half. So
sick.
The process is underway.
Yes, sir.
What's up, guys? It's Chris from Illinois again. You guys often talk about how to grow wrestling. I have two proposals. I want to know what you guys think. I have multiple friends or people in high school that legitimately considered wrestling but said nah because of the singlet. Mm-hmm. So do you think more schools should offer, what do you call it, like the shirts and shorts instead of singlets, or does that not really matter? And then I think another big one is that the Division I tournament for NCAAs is the same time as March Madness, and obviously, like, no one's a casual fan that's never watched it is not going to watch that over March Madness. So I say either have it before March Madness. So what do you guys think? And maybe any other possible ways to grow wrestling? Thanks.
He said casual fans won't watch in March. You're clearly a casual fan of the Clash of Combat podcast because I think we've talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that certain situation about moving the date
with
of
almost Netflix. Every single guest we ever had on this thing.
Yeah, no, that's actually true. We brought that up on like every guest. But going back to what his first thing, how he said this whole singlet thing, I was thinking about it more, and I'm like, people just want an excuse to not do wrestling because it's wrestling. It's because that they already have these thoughts in their head. They're already thinking, oh, what's my family, friends going to think? Completely different friend group, stuff like that. They already figured out that they're not going to wrestle. So they blame it on the singlets. It doesn't matter if the singlet or two-piece. They made up their mind. They're not wrestling. So that's not the problem. But ultimately, I believe every school can have a two-piece. We had a two-piece on our team. Like, you just have to order it. It's not that hard for a coach to go to the people who make your singlets and be like, hey, can we get a two-piece option? And you get that going. We pay for our two-pieces, too. I don't even know if we pay for our singlets, but nonetheless, it's like, yeah, you can pay $50 if you want to, but I think people just want to find an excuse to not join wrestling.
However, offering the two-pieces, I feel like will get people out to wrestle. Maybe. Like, no, it won't, but like, how you, okay, what?
Yeah.
Time out. I guess once you actually get into wrestling, if you join because you get the two-piece option, eventually you're not even going to want to wear the two-piece.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody who prefers a two-piece that wrestles who would prepare.
Keegan O'Toole.
He prefers the two-piece?
Yeah, he does.
And he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Get through car, bro. Get through car this year.
Damn. You gotta clip that.
Jeez. Car's my boy.
Yeah, I know.
No, but come on. I bet 97% of wrestlers prefer a singlet over a two-piece.
Yeah.
But the people that are just getting into wrestling might prefer a two-piece just to start.
Sure.
So yeah, I don't see why you don't offer it.
Right. And there's always options for it. So, yeah.
I low-key think Caden's dog shit at Wawa and Crosby winning Nationals 2024.
Two correct statements.
Who won a game? Who won the only real game today? This freaking guy. You're looking at Ben because he won the one-out game, but guess who had zero outs going in when Nixon? I had zero outs that second game.
No, I'm laughing at Ben because he knows that game didn't count.
The three-out game? We only count three-out games. And no, I won.
His game that he won.
Yeah.
But like he won and he wants to count it.
If
but
we played out that game, I'm winning that game again. Nah. Yes. Yes.
Okay, but to be fair, like I hide when I have two outs. You hide the whole game.
No. No.
Me and you were in at the same level in the back.
For when? What game?
Entire second game until I got out.
The second game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I start. Okay, I always start in the back that second game because I always win the first one. I need to catch my breath from running all over the place. No, that's the only
reason. You haven't won in a while.
Yeah, I know, but that's I just won.
I haven't won in a while. I'm on a dry, like a 2 week dry streak now.
You know what's crazy too? Because you guys know from the Caden Henschel games, I'm never involved in the wall ball because I just win the money at the end of the day. Like I want to give it out. There's a reason that I'm not putting myself in that situation.
Ben,
that's crazy. True.
I don't know.
You guys let Shu win last
year. Shu played out of his mind last year. Did he not? That was the best he's ever played in his life.
Yeah. He went down the drain with wall ball.
I played horrible last year. I choked so
hard. Do you guys get like nervous? Like really nervous?
When the money was on the line, my heart was pumping out of my chest.
Dude, I can't wait for this year's. I'm actually excited. This should be crazy.
Why? How much are you putting more?
Yeah, $50. No, I'm going down.
Oh.
Kelsey said $50 max. So you can do like five. No, for you Walson. Just
ruined the whole podcast.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. It's a joke. Hopefully we can.
Like could have said $50, I would have laughed. But then right when you said the kills, you said.
It's. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. No, but I think if we can get like a sponsor for that too to be like a big thing because it's gonna go crazy. So. Big things could happen.
Why? How many? Did the last two do good?
Yeah, I mean, over 50K views, but if you get a sponsor with that, that's like, you know, a couple of money.
Money. I have two questions. First question's for Caden. What's your favorite G Fuel flavor and why? Second question. Wait. Crosby, whatever happened to the Wiffle Ball League?
He sounds like a guy from TikTok.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose or is that him?
I don't know.
I swear I've heard, like, heard this.
I think that voice. I've heard multiple people talk like that.
Oh, before. Really?
Yeah.
My favorite G Fuel flavor, so.
Pac-Man.
No. Why do you think it's Pac-Man?
That's the only flavor I know.
Oh. Well, I mean, personally, I got this new Raging Gummy Fish Phase Jebs flavor, but then also, I love the Chug Rug or the Rug Chug. I think it's called the Chug Rug, but that's Phase Rug's flavor. Blue Raspberry, Sour Blue Raspberry. That's good. I like it. 300 migs in those babies.
Cool. Wiffle Ball League. I can't believe anybody knows what that is. Unless I know this person personally.
Maybe.
Stop, bro. I made like one video on that during COVID.
Was that when we did the... Oh, yeah.
Well, you made
one. Oh, yeah, that, like just a hitting.
But I made two, like, just recording us playing wiffle ball.
Yeah. Well, that's when you had, remember you had your profile picture, your head on a base?
Mine was that for a while.
Yeah.
I like that one. Because it was my head, like, sideways. You couldn't even tell there's a base there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Hello, gentlemen. Walter here. My question now is, who would win between Crosby and Caden? In a 1v1 resketball match.
Resketball?
Please discuss.
Resketball?
What is resketball?
Take care now.
Wrestle ball?
Is that like the thing? Have you ever seen the Khabib? Russian?
The like, Russian basketball?
Wait, dude, I saw a video where it was, it's like the Russian guys wearing singlets playing basketball, but like if you get mad, you have to like take your shirt off, and if your shirt's off, you can suplex somebody. But if your shirt's on, you can't suplex.
What? I swear. Just have to strip?
I think.
Strip wrestling?
Like, let's say like that you have, somebody has the ball, and you're trying to get it from them, but you can't get it. You take your shirt off, you suplex them, and you get the ball.
I think that's a metacosm of life, right? If I walk into a Noodles or a Chipotle and there's a long line, I'm taking off my shirt and walking to the front. Wow, that's just nothing?
Hey, guys.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? I'm just saying, like, it's like, wow, that's the manliest thing you could do. Take off your shirt. I'm going the rest of the pod shirtless. Just kidding. Kelsey said no.
Mr. Lambert here. So my question is,
Is this the same guy?
Yeah, this got to be the same guy.
You got to cut him off after. You download these.
Yeah, sometimes I don't listen to him before.
Oh, okay.
I'll listen like the first 3 seconds to like see, make sure it's like an actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your team, would you choose to send out for a competitive food competition?
Ray.
And give me the reasons why.
Ray.
I am curious to know.
No.
I don't know if I would send Ray.
You're right. I would send... I'd send Caden Hooker because he's a glizzy gobbler.
Bro, come on.
I can't wait for Caden to hear that. I can't wait.
A glizzy gobbler?
That's crazy, bro.
I think you got to send the food connoisseur, Jason Guadarrama.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, when you go for three breakfasts.
That dude eats way more than Ray.
Yeah, that's true.
And he has eaten every food under the sun.
Yeah, that's true. No, I think, yeah, Jason takes Chestnut in a 1v1 by landslide.
Easily.
What's going on, guys? Justin here again. You guys answer the question regarding the All-Americans. So now the next question is, who do you feel is most likely to win a national championship? For UW Parkside. You can explain why or just keep it simple. Just curious on your thoughts.
Me.
Thanks.
Me. Why would I say anyone other than myself if I'm counting myself in it? One, mindset trick. Two, that's just stupid to not say yourself.
Me. If I was gonna start lineup.
So can you still start this year? Like, what's the plan? Like, do you wrestle him off?
Well, he beat me in the wrestle off. Is 2-1 in duels, placed higher than me at Jim Cook, and beat me at Jim Cook. So, kind of difficult to bargain for a wrestle off.
Right.
But,
are you counting yourself out of it?
If you look two weight classes above me,
197. If like,
there's no other opens like unless like I don't know.
You beat T.
Do I? Yes.
Well, then why aren't? Yeah. Okay.
Nick said he wanted to think on it.
Well, you should tell him like I'm the guy.
He said he wanted to think on it.
Oh, I wouldn't let him breathe.
What's up, guys? My name is Michael. I've been wrestling in Ohio for about 8 years now, and I was just wondering what you guys have against Ohio for wrestling when you guys have beat us 1 out of 7 times in D1 in duels. So, yeah.
D1?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I did not hear a word he said.
He was saying, because, like, why do we think Ohio's not a top wrestling state when he's saying that the Badgers never win a duel against
Ohio?
Dude,
the Parkside Ranger Bears beat the Wisconsin Badgers,
bro. That's true,
bro.
Guys. I believe Parkside beats the Badgers in a duel.
I think so too.
Like the Badgers, I'm not counting that as like that's why we're top 5 because we have the Wisconsin Badgers.
And when we say we're top 5, we're talking about high school.
Yeah. No, we're 100% just talking about high school.
Yeah. When was the last time Ohio placed higher than us at like Fargo?
A Wild.
I have no idea. Well, like, that might just be throwing that out there.
Only, well, actually, they are pretty good. But
I think we're still better.
Yeah.
If you go every single weight class, Parkside versus Badgers, mm-hmm. we win. Not every weight. But, like, if you go through it yeah. and add scores up and be realistic about it, not just say, this guy's D1, so he's right. better. Look at who he's wrestled. Look who we've wrestled.
Yeah. I'm just going to call out how it is. At the 141, a guy I tech-falled at the Finley Open beat the D1 starter for the Badgers. On paper. This year.
Facts.
So.
I see no lies here. Like, they really only have, realistically, they have one, most likely, a guaranteed win.
Hamidi
at either 65 or 74.
But if you're 74, then it's a toss-up.
And who knows? But, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Ben again. This question is for either one of you. What's something an opponent's done to get in your head before a match? What happened in the match? And what did you learn from it? Thanks.
I swear there's like a guy at like high school that was like horrible. That was like one of those guys. I don't know if it was for me, but I think it might have been for one of our teammates. That was like, he was wrestling a guy that wasn't good, but he was, no, you know what I'm thinking of? He is good. He was good in high school. Tyler Klein.
What'd he do?
When he would warm up, he would pace back and forth like this. Yeah. And he would like stare at the guy. He's trying to get in people's heads before the match.
Right. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
I'm trying to think on like certain circumstances. I don't think for me, I think I already get in people's heads because they know that no matter what's going to happen, they're going to be online in front of hundreds of thousands of people. So I think they're just nervous going into it personally. So... that's just my take on it. Like, pretty much everyone has wrestled me, like, slow, I think, at least this year. Or at least more scared, I think, which plays to my advantage, so.
Mm. Last question.
What's up, guys? My name's Brian. I'm from PA.
Brian.
I see companies like Rudy's, and they have these cool training shoes that are low tops. And I'm 30, and I don't wrestle anymore, but it was a huge part of my life, big family sport, and... you know, being Southeastern PA, it's kind of just what everyone does. But anyways, I loved the wrestling shoe design growing up. The mid-top kind of, I don't know, they were always just nicer looking shoes than most other sports when you looked at them. And I'd always thought it'd be so easy to take a street sole and throw it on a wrestling shoe design. And seeing that you guys are in Cauliflower Combat gears, figured I'd throw it out there. I definitely DM'd you guys the other week, and we talked a little bit, but I told you how Rudis initially bit it, but didn't chew anything, and said they'd get back to me, but hey, figured I'd call in about it. Also, I called in the other week about chess and the parallels between wrestling and chess. Definitely somebody try that out. Wanted to mention that skip rope is just jump rope. I don't know how you guys haven't heard of that, but it's a standard East Coast thing, maybe. Not sure.
It's like,
but
pop.
Yeah, Kaden, it's not a game. Skip rope is,
I thought
just,
he said,
you know, working
rope
on your footwork. You know, it's wrestling helped me strategize. Skip rope helped my footwork. But anyways, yeah, where's that shoe at? I want to see one.
Nick Becker just told us about
skip rope. Yeah, I think I was having trouble in the name Skid Row. Like,
yeah, sometimes it's hard to hear these.
What?
So he said put a street shoe design on a wrestling shoe.
No, it's just you have a wrestling shoe, but you just have a regular, like the bottom is just a regular shoe. I think it's like a Converse. Like Converse kind of look like wrestling shoes with the mid thing. I think he's just saying like a shoe that goes over the top. Like you look at Ultra Boost mids. Like I have two pairs of Ultra Boost mids, like the Roni Figs and the, I think they're both Roni Figs, but it's like a mid shoe. Like it hugs your ankle a little bit higher than just a street shoe bottom. It's like, what if we had, you know, like a shoe, like a wrestling shoe design, like.
On a street shoe.
On a street shoe, right. It's just the sole is different.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but maybe after, depending how things go, Clash of Combat wrestling shoe, Clash of Combat shoe. Yeah, if it goes well.
What's their faces? Wrestle Boutique did.
They did a real shoe, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the same design as the money bag ones or whatever.
Basically.
Right. Or same colorway.
Right, but he stopped selling those because I wonder if it just didn't.
Jordan Ward bought a pair.
Yeah, he did. They were like, they look cool.
Yeah, and fuck, I was thinking he was saying to put a street shoe design on a wrestling shoe, and the ones I thought of were the Furies. Because don't the Furies kind of have like that?
I don't even ish, I guess.
Bo Bassett to Parkside.
Yeah, Bo Bassett did. He didn't count out any college. Looked like he had about 100 on there, but Parkside was there right in the middle, so people would see.
Red green.
Yeah, so he's coming on a visit, actually. So, mm-hmm. But he has to crack the lineup first.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, especially if he goes 41.
It's okay. Well, that's about it for me, eh?
Yeah, no. Next time you guys will see us. Is this the Christmas episode next?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Wait, are we going to film a guest for that?
For Christmas? Yeah, let's see how Senior Nationals goes and then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. True. Do that. No, thanks.
All right. Tell us with some motivation. Drop it.
Shit. If you're looking.
No, you have to do it before they start talking. Jeez.
If you're looking at that wall and you can't see what's on the other side, break through it.